This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Todd Homo here for the first segment, well, at least to start. Steve is at quarterback club today. It is Wednesday. The Nittany Lions will host Illinois on Saturday. We had Lauren Tate on yesterday. Only the third time Illinois has been 4-0 in school's history. Coach James Franklin is asking for some whiteout energy on Saturday night. Kickoff is at 7:30. Steven Jacket on the air at 6 o'clock. Christian Hackenberg and I believe in Lendon Trengwell will be on at an hour earlier. What do we want to get into here? The first segment. Don't cover a lot of other local sports sometimes, other than high school football. We'll talk a little cross country here. PIAA holds a big race every year. I guess States is probably about a month, 5 weeks away. To kind of like a dry one for the state meet. It's called the PIAA Foundation Meet. That was held last Saturday. Had some good local, a couple good local outings there. Bailey Espinoza of Lewisburg, the defending girls 2A champion in the PIAA race, won the foundation race on Saturday on the same course that they run the PIAA championships on. And Danville girls won the team title. I believe they had three of their five finish in the top 10. They're probably one to look out for in the overall state race as well. One of those teams probably doesn't have a dominant runner like Espinoza, who regularly wins the overall individual meets, but pretty deep team for the Ironmen. All five runners had the potential to finish in the top 75 or top 100 at States. Something else to mention, Sammy Rorty of Milton, who was actually headed to Boston College to play girls women's soccer for the Eagles. Only a junior, though, still got another year at Milton. Scored her 50th career goal last night. Scored two goals in a victory over Hughesville as Milton remained undefeated in girls soccer. Congratulations to Sam on that accomplishment. Get more back into my beat a little bit. A little bit of local football. Talked a little bit about last week, about the two college teams having big games. Susquehanna hosted the number one team in the country in Division III and led through most of the first half, but Cortland did rally to win that one 41-38. Susquehanna played well enough that they moved up into the top 10 in the Division III.com rankings, which are recognized as the Division III rankings. So good job by them. And Bucknell played well last week, beat Marist at home. Ralph Rucker IV, after having a little bit of trouble in the game against Merrimack, bounced back to be the Patriot League Offensive Player of the Week last week. So good job by the Bison in a big win. And I believe they are on the road down at Lehigh this week, and where they will play the Mountain Hawks. That game will be on 1070 WKOK, News Radio 1070 WKOK. I will have to check the time on that at break. I'm not sure what time that kick is. I think it's 3:30, but I'm not positive. I don't want to lead you guys astray. We hit on this a little bit on Monday. Lewisburg remained undefeated, moved to 5-0 on the season. knocked off Warrior Run last week, 24-0. Now they have a big homecoming game that we will cover with Greg Wetzel tomorrow in the High School Football Roundtable, which is at 1:35. They face Loyal Sock. A win in this one on Lewisburg's homecoming should get them at least a share of the Heartland Athletic Conference Division III title. They will have to beat winless Midwest next week if they win on Friday night to claim the title. So a great bounce back season for the Green Dragons. I think we've talked numerous times on here. You know, I thought they would be improved. That the schedule, you know, this being in Division III would be a big help for them, and it certainly has been. So they started the season 5-0, have a chance to, you know, if things work out well, and Shamokin can stay right these next 2 weeks. We got a real good chance of a 7-0 Lewisburg and 7-0 Shamokin game in a couple of weeks. Another big game this week that we probably won't get to in the high school roundtable. Southern Columbia is headed to Danville. Danville undefeated and the number one team in Class 3A in the state. They will face Southern Columbia, who is 3-2 in the season. Only losses to 4A while missing, and a one-point loss at the Silver Bowl 2 weeks ago to Mount Carmel. That should be a fun one. The last two games between these two schools have not been close. Danville blew out the Tigers the last time they were at Danville. That was 2 years ago. And then Southern kind of returned the favor last year. But Madden Patrick did not play in that game last year. And Danville kind of struggled to be consistent offensively. I think the Tigers will have a little bit of trouble running the ball at times against Danville. When I think about that game last year, I covered it. One of the things that sticks out to me is Coach Roth. Jim Roth at Southern talked a lot about how good Danville safety Bo Sheptock is against the run and how much trouble it was for his offensive line to account for him in the run game in the wing tee. So that's something to keep an eye out if the Tigers struggle running the ball. The Danville secondary hasn't been tested much the last 2 weeks between Milton and Central Columbia in two blowout wins. Southern's passing game, I've talked about before on here, has been much improved this season. Sophomore Aiden Hockenbrock wasn't, you know, Coach Roth didn't pick a starter for that Wyomissing game to open the year. Hockenbrock has earned that job. He's thrown, I believe, 11 touchdowns and just one interception so far this season. So if they might be able to exploit some things in the passing game, but Danville's secondary is pretty good. Teams decided to test their corner, Cole Duffy, three different times in the first two games, and he had three interceptions in those chances. So they have teams have started kind of to go away from him. Another big one that we'll get into in the roundtable: undefeated Shamokin will be at Sealands Grove, who is 3-2 on the season. The Seals last week didn't look good for a while for Sealands Grove. It was 17-7. Williamsport's special teams and defense were doing a real good job, but the Seals were able to rally in the final quarter. Gavin Bastian had 180 yards rushing. The defense took advantage of some bad snaps, bad exchanges between the Williamsport center and his backup quarterback, and were able to get three fumble recoveries kind of to keep the Millionaires offense at bay, and were able to rally to make it to win 21-20, and that's a big win for a Sealands Grove team that is that still has three undefeated teams left on its schedule. This week against Shamokin, I think in 2 weeks against undefeated Hollidaysburg, who beat Mifflinburg on Friday night, and then they wrap up with Danville, who is currently undefeated. Trying to think if there was Lime Mountain had a big win last week. They head down to Steelton High Spire, two-time defending Class A champs. They have kind of struggled a bit this year. Steelton has only 3-2. Kind of expected, though, you know, Coach Irby down there, his two twins were a big part of those back-to-back state titles, and then their best receiver is at Lake Haven. The twins, the quarterback Alex, is at the Naval Academy, and I believe brother Andrew is at one of the MAC schools, I think Ohio University. So that was a real good run for that Steelton program and kind of a rebuilding year. Again, Lime Mountain's only loss right now is to that Lewisburg team at the beginning of the season. As we get further and further away from that loss, you know, if there's such thing as a good loss, a 2-point loss to an undefeated team two classes ahead of you is a is a pretty good loss. Why don't we take a break here? We'll get into some of some baseball stuff, a little bit of some college football stuff I wanted to wait it on so Steve could maybe weigh in the next half hour. You're listening to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting you yet.
Didn't mean to disappoint you.
Was ready to roll.
So I have no idea what you were talking about. So what were you talking about?
Well, first off, I did get an update from Doug. I could not for the life of me remember when the Bucknell game was this week.
Oh, God.
They are down at Lehigh. It is a noon kickoff, 11:30 a.m. pregame. And Doug will be joined by Todd Newcomb this week as Charlie Fisher's on vacation, and sending out congratulations to Todd and his son, Drew. Drew got married this past weekend.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah. Defensive coordinator for the Green Dragons. They got him a win on Friday night when he wasn't around, and he got married on Saturday. It's a pretty darn good weekend.
Wow, that is some weekend. And I got a strong feeling he married way up. All right, so... That's wonderful. Congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. And, we'll do the high school roundtable tomorrow. See the end of the Padres-Dodgers game last night?
My next two things on my list before I went to break was triple play, and I wanted to wait for you for the UNLV quarterback.
Yeah, I'll start with the triple play. You know, it's a 4-2 game, and the Dodgers have the bases loaded, nobody out. All right, here we go. They turn a triple play, and A, win the game. I mean, and what happened was a grounder to third, Machado started it, and he stepped on the bag at third, and he threw to second. And it was a 5-4-3 round-the-horn double play. And, or excuse me, a 5-4-3 round-the-horn triple play. And, wow, it clinched a playoff berth. I'd also like to point out that I believe that since the All-Star game, the Padres have the best record in baseball. I believe that's true. And
I do know that they're only two games back in the West of them now, too.
And that's the other issue here, which is interesting. The Dodgers are sitting there, and look, they're making the playoffs, there's no question. But imagine putting, like, essentially, when you put all the money together from years and so forth, you know, spending $1 billion and maybe being the wild card team? Really?
And to invest all that money into pitching and not have any pitching left at this point.
Right. Now, they can't help. Now, the Ohtani thing they knew going in.
Yeah.
But then others got hurt along the way. But it's amazing. All that money that they spent. And right now they'd be in a position to be the division champ. But the Phillies have the best record, I do believe, in the National League. So they even have the best record not only the National League, they may not have the best record in their own division. How about that? I mean, that's a lot of money to spend to end up with that. Let's see, where are we here? We are, let's see, I know the Yankees lost last night to the Orioles. That was actually a pretty good game. Phillies have the second best record behind the Dodgers by percentage points. They're a game back in the loss column.
I was just going to say, I think they have the same amount of wins, but I think the Dodgers have one less loss.
Yeah, one less loss. The Padres have won 9 of their last 10. I mean, they're closing. They're 2 back. I mean, you spent that much money, and you're hanging on to first, and you're hanging on to the best record with all that money? Wow.
And if the Padres can sweep that series, it's going to be a tight final series wherever the Dodgers play.
And see, normally the Dodgers have had the Padres' number over the years.
Yeah.
Not this year. The Padres have already clinched the season series against the Dodgers. So if they end up tied, guess who wins the division? San Diego. I'm glad we're talking about a team from San Diego because the Chargers should still be there. But now let's get to the UNLV player. This is a multiple front commentary here. It's not simple. This is multiple front. So Matthew Sluka, the quarterback at UNLV, and they're 3-0. Yesterday, left the team, claiming unfulfilled verbal NIL promises from a UNLV assistant coach. His agent, Marcus Cromartie, told ESPN that UNLV did not come through on a verbal offer of $100,000 from an assistant coach. Quarterback's father, Bob Sluka, told ESPN that head coach Barry Odom later said in a phone conversation that the offer wasn't valid because it didn't come from him, but rather from offensive coordinator Brennan Marion, who has declined comment. UNLV's collective did pay Sluka one $3,000 fee for an engagement he made this summer. They said they weren't aware of any promises to pay Sluka $100,000 and that Sluka had not contacted the collective about missing payments as far as he knew. So here's the multiple front part. Let's start with maybe the part you don't think about. I want to know from the assistant coach who made this promise. Did you make the promise? How much did you promise? Was anybody else aware within the office of the promise you made? In other words, I need, you know how we always talk about, let's do it from Todd's point of view, journalism, okay? Todd, how important is multi-source?
Very.
Right. This would be a case where if I'm Barry Odom or I'm the athletic director at UNLV, I want to know, okay, did you do it? He said, oh, I didn't do it. And I want to find out who else potentially knew about this. And I want it multi-sourced. I've got to get at least 2 or 3 different people to confirm your side of the story as the assistant coach. I need to know that. Was a verbal commitment made? And what happened here? Okay. So I've got to find out all this. I don't know if this, at this point, does he contact Sluka? No idea. Now, from the kid's point of view. Okay, look, I've spent my entire career fulfilling contracts. Everybody knows that has worked with me that I have fulfilled every contract I've had. And even when people have been late with payments and so forth, and I've had people be very late with payments, I still fulfill deals. You don't want to be used or abused But at the same time, there's got to be some sense and semblance of professional pride here. He just let down an entire football team by leaving. So there's two parts to this.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. With the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, so important. That really eases the buying experience. Great service department. Inspections routine, difficult to handle at all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. So we were talking about Matt Sluka, the former quarterback at UNLV. Now, Bucknell, of course, faced him when he was at Holy Cross and was a very good quarterback at Holy Cross. Very, very good. And at Holy Cross, they reached the FCS playoffs in 21 and 22, and he was the starter. They had a coaching change. Bob Chesney left to take over James Madison. So Sluka, he'd been there for a bit. He moved on. And he ended up going to UNLV. They're 3-0 to start the season. Now, he's played well. No getting around it. Hey, right now, in the coaches' poll, they're ranked 23rd. So there are, again, two parts to this. It is not, to me, black and white as to it's all the kid. It's not black and white to me if it's all the agent. It's not black and white to me that it's all the assistant coach. Barry Odom's the head coach now. Evidently, he was not the head coach when this was approved or didn't know about it. Okay. And it was allegedly made by Brendan Marion, who's the offensive coordinator. Okay. So I'm Barry Odom. I look. I'm supposed to be getting my football team ready for something. Plus, I've got recruiting and things like that. Now I got to take the time and I got to deal with this. What did you promise him? Now, the issue that Sluka has in all this is there that all of this was allegedly verbal. There's nothing in writing. That's a big problem. And so there's an issue there. It's a bailout, to be honest with you, for the assistant coach that there's nothing in writing. And that's... So the assistant coach needs to be looked into. What did you promise? And I need attribution from somebody else that backs up your version of the story. And I may need two people to do that. That'd be fair, Todd?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it's probably better for the assistant just to clam up at this point.
Yeah, but I'm talking about internally from Barry Odom. I'm not talking about external.
Yeah.
I'm talking about internally. We sit down in the office and look, okay, who else knew about this? I want to know who else knew. Besides, it can't just be a one-to-one thing. If you didn't offer that much, but you offered X, I need somebody else to back up your version of the story that that's all you offered. See what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
All right. Because there has to be, there's some money that exchanged hands here. The collective did pay Sluka $3,000 for an engagement. There was also another $3,000, I think, paid for moving. The school and collective did formally offer $3,000 per month for 4 months. So somebody had to arrange that. Who did? And is it backed up by somebody else that that was the only thing that was offered? So that's the one part of it. Okay. But the next part is going to be with the kid. Hey, there are certain things, in, I'll just do from a personal point of view. There are certain jobs I have that are under contract, and there's certain jobs I have that have no contract. Okay? Just so everybody knows, I have zero contract with this station. Zero. I do not have a contract. Okay? We have an agreement that I work here. Okay? I get paid. Right? You go from there. So I don't have a contract to work here. I've never had a contract with any radio station when I've worked for them. Never have. But I also feel an obligation, like I'm a contracted employee, to show up here every day and get done what I need to get done. So I don't take that part for granted, just because I don't have a contract. At places I've worked with before where I didn't have a contract, have there been people that have been late in paying me? Yes. Have I kept showing up to work? Yep. Because I figured I owed it to everybody I was working with to make sure I was there. This kid, three games into the season, I'm done. I'm going to go. He's going to go work with a quarterback trainer. Well, guess what? No offense, I don't want him. I don't care if he's the second coming of Patrick Mahomes. I don't want him. Sounds harsh, but I don't care what anybody says. You can talk about the money commitments all you want. He quit. So again, this is a multi-layered part. The assistant coach needs to be talked to. What happened here? I need to get attribution to back up your version of the story. The agent, right, which is something that UNLV can't look into, but is the agent blowing smoke here? Always a distinct possibility. I mean, I already know of a basketball player. Yeah, they've floated out there with the agent and so forth, and he's going to get a couple $1 million to go to this school. I'm not going to get into who it is and where he went and the whole thing. But I've got enough people to know that can tell me things, and they've heard it's $800,000. But the school didn't mind that the $2 million was put out there. Oh, and by the way, the agent floated it. I mean, I've already told you the Arizona story, right? The Arizona-Washington story?
Yeah.
Right? For $150, he'll play for you. He made $100 last year, and the coach is like, "What are you talking about?" It was the assistant coach. He says he didn't make $100,000 last year. He made what was the number? He made eighteen. You're $82,000. He made $100,000 last year. And the coach finally said, he said, "You do know that we were the Arizona staff last year." Click. See, agents. Some are awesome. And some are not reputable. So you got to look at that part of it. And then the kid. I'm leaving? We're three games into the season. You're leaving? Like, oh, for goodness sakes. I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. Well, they should have what? It should have what? Okay, when you're on a team, you gotta have a commitment to the team. At some point,
team's got to have a commitment to you too.
They do, but you've started the season, Todd. You're three games in. Like, I understand that part, but I understand what you're saying. But you go into the locker room, don't you? It's supposed to be some sort of brotherhood here.
I think NIL takes some of that away, to be honest.
Evidently.
I mean, you're not going to be... I mean, the money's involved now. I had the same initial reaction you did, to be honest, and I playing kind of devil's advocate here, but I mean, if money's involved, people are going to think about the money and think about themselves first.
Right, and I understand that part. And next year, this would be an issue. Why do I say that?
Because the school's giving them money too.
That's right. So if the school is missing payments, that's an issue. This is a third-party collective. And to me, there is a difference between the two.
I mean, it sounds a lot like the what was the guy that went to Florida that's now back up at Jalen Rashada. It sounds a lot like it sounds a little like that, where people are making promises the coaching staff doesn't know and offering the kid money and you know, it turns into a debacle. And I don't see how this isn't going to turn into a debacle. I don't see how anybody comes out of this looking good.
Right. Rashada, I think what they offer him, $13
million? Yeah, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous number.
And I can't remember who it was at Florida. I mean, it could have been Billy Napier. Like, we can't afford that. Where are we going to get that? And so he ended up going to what, Arizona State?
I think he started at Arizona State last year, and now he transferred to Georgia.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a collective, remember, collectives, now, more and more, you're going to be allowed to bring these things inside, okay, which is a plus, I think, in the end. But he is not... the school, if the assistant coach offered him something and they didn't fulfill it, then that's on the assistant coach, and it's also on the if that was offered and they didn't fulfill it, and he's trying to cover his backside by saying he didn't, now you got a huge problem, right? I'm talking internally. You've got a huge problem. What are you offering people? Right.
And he is kind of the face of their resurgence, too, isn't he? The offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
I remember them talking to him a lot at the end of last season.
Yeah. And that is... It's the kind of... okay, if the assistant coach promised it and they didn't come through, you have... and a huge ethics problem. And you can understand why the kid is upset. Or did loose talk happen and the agent told the kid he was getting that? And then to me, the agent's the problem, along with the coach. And I still have a problem with the kid leaving. You've started the season. And what, 25% of the way into the season? I'm sorry. He could be the next Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry. I can't bring him into my locker room because it tells me right away that the first sign of any trouble, he'll quit.
I'm going to guess that's how the football coaches are going to look at it.
I mean, that's how I'd look at it. There are a lot of quarterbacks out there.
But again, there's only one that thinks, you know, it only takes one to love you.
Right, exactly. But if I'm sitting in the office, I'm like, God, we are not touching this kid. And the reason I'm not touching him is that, like, okay, you know, you may have a valid reason as to why, like they shafted you. So you're upset. I understand that. Okay? But that doesn't mean I have to take you. Because if I'm going to sit there and we're going to, I realize that as you know, that his complaint is going to be UNLV made a commitment and did not follow through on their commitment. So why should I commit to them? Fair?
Yes.
All right. Conversely, it's a team sport. You're off to a 3-0 start, and you just basically said, well, I didn't get mine. I'm out of here. Like, really? Like, that's, I mean, maybe that's an old-fashioned way of looking at sports. It probably isn't extremely old. I mean, like, an old-fashioned, old guy version of it. But I can see a lot of different sides to it. And for me, there's a lot of players out there. And I know I've got to keep my commitments. That I have to do. I have to keep my commitments. But the question is, you know, going to be at the first sign of trouble in any way, shape, or form, is this guy going to be with me or not? He obviously is a good prospect. I know, you know, Doug Birdsong will tell you that, you know, against Bucknell, Sluka was tremendous. There's no question he's got talent. Very talented player. They're off to a 3-0 start. Very talented player. But this is one of those curveballs that I'm just not. It'd be one thing to leave in training camp, but now you're 25% of the way through the season. You're off to a good start. And he basically looked at everybody in that locker room and said, nope, I'm gone. Like, okay. And I'm not saying the school is not culpable. I'm not saying the collective is not culpable. I'm not saying any of that. But there is a principle, isn't there, of following through? Because, look, I've got other people counting on me. And he basically told the other people in that locker room counting on him that, nah, I'm more important than you are. Now, maybe in the end, you know, they follow through in their commitments because of what he did, and it'll make the program better. I don't know. But this is a multi-layered issue. It's not just the kid. The assistant coach has to be looked into. The agent has to be looked into. There's a lot of layers to this. It's not that simple. I know you're on board with some of it. You're not quite on board with other parts.
I guess my thought is you know, I kind of know his college coaches a little bit, you know, from you know, they're all from around here, and I kind of know how those guys coach, and I can't imagine that would be like that, you know, that he's a me first guy, but this doesn't help, you know, that doing that doesn't help those things either. And I just hope we get the complete story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just because
I agree.
It just kind of hangs over both of them like this.
Yeah, it does. There's no question about that. It absolutely does. That's why a lot of questions have to be asked. And, I mean, if I'm Barry Odom, the head coach at UNLV, I give it another shot here. I want to go meet with them face to face. I just want to say, hey, look, let's just talk about this one more time. Are you committed to leaving? Okay? And what can we do, in your opinion, to straighten it out? And if he's, you know, if they can't come to an agreement on that, then you part ways.
That seems like the reasonable approach. I almost think he has to do that. I don't think you want it to reflect on your program that he quit for that reason.
Right. Because you still have to recruit.
Yeah.
Well, that would be something that's like, let's just one more time, let's talk about this. Okay? And then I talk to the collective and say, look, is there any way we can rectify some of this? Because this is what he's telling us. And I have no idea what's available on the UNLV collective at all.
Tark towels.
Uh-oh. Not the best sign.
No.
Oops. But that would be what I would... If I'm him, like, we need to... Okay, everybody's had a day to think about this. Let me talk to you about this. Where are we? Okay, what can we do to change this for the better for both you and for the team? What? And if he holds firm that I want my $100,000 and I find out it's just not there, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't know. But if I were Barry Odom, I'd give it one. In other words, you know, beg him. But you talk to him, man to man. Yeah, you want to be treated like a man? Fine, let's talk man to man. Okay, fair enough. I got it. But boy, is a bad look for UNLV. It's a bad look for the kid. Okay, there's nobody in this scenario that looks good. How about that? UNLV doesn't look good. Coaching staff doesn't look good. The agent doesn't look good. And the player doesn't look good. So far, we've checked every box. I mean, do you think anybody looks good in this?
No. No. Not even. Can't think of one thing.
Yeah. I mean, nobody looks good in it. In the Pac-12, sitting there saying, we want this team? Really? We'll take a break. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their fall kickoff blitz. Savings of up to $12,416 and financing as low as 0%. Score a great deal on the award-winning 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, and SMC has 18 in stock, priced from as low as $29,965. Sunbury Motors is going to give you a Hail Mary of a deal on over 50 2024 Ford Escapes, priced as low as $27,915. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months. SMC is the Hall of Fame of Ford F-150s, with 35 available, with discounts of over $12,000, and they are slashed to the lowest price of the season, starting at only $48,859. Don't let the play clock run out on these awesome deals, as the final drive of savings ends Monday, September 30th. Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.